His name's Mario, and we'd be more than happy to get you reinstated here. He's actually on the line with us right now. Go ahead, Mario. Sure.
Thank you, Eric. Hello, Dave. How are you doing today?
Hi, good. How are you, Mario?
Pretty good, pretty good. Give me a little bit more feedback on Dr. Lockton, Dave. What happened?
So we had our ad going, and then Local Splash said they got us Google verified. And then mysteriously, about a month later, the calls stopped coming in, and our ad disappeared off of Google. So we just thought that they were playing a game with us to make us pay more money to get our ad back on there, so we canceled. I don't know what else I could have done at the time. But then I called Google directly to place an ad with Google, and they said, no, you should have stayed with Local Splash. And I'm like, what? You are kidding me, right? And so I don't know what's going on or how things have changed, but we've had an ad for 10 years, and we've had no problems at all until lately. They don't want to publish our ad anymore, and I don't know what I've done to offend them. We're losing money. We've lost probably a total of 20 to 30,000 already. My son's lost almost half of that. Because he relies on our ad too, and he has his own ad. We both operate out of the same location, and we just need our ad to be back on there. When somebody types in Visalia Locksmith or Locksmith Visalia, we need our ad to be on Google along with all the other ones. We were paying, how much were we paying? $250? We were paying about $250 a month for this ad with you guys, which was fine as long as it was on there, and then all of a sudden it disappeared, and we're paying $250 and we're not getting anything for it.
Okay. Let me look into the account. Let's see here what's going on. Bear with me one second.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming you guys probably do have a GBP already, a Google Business Profile.
Well, we've had one for 10 years. But if you look on there now, I don't know if you'll find it. They deleted it. And so I called Google directly.
You're absolutely correct. It was deleted from Google.
And why? No one else's was deleted. All of our competition is still on there.
Yeah. That's the case number.
Oh, I have a case number here if you need it.
Okay. And what is this case number from Google?
If this is from Google, it's case 8-602-00000. 38646.
Okay. 50s, if I'm not mistaken?
There's 50s, yes.
Okay.
For the next month.
All right, hold on. We need to figure out how to get this profile back on there and then figure out the ad portion of that. priority right now is to get you back listed on Google, and then we can work on the ad. But we got to see how to reinstate this. Give me a second.
Yeah, and while you're doing that, I'm going to look for the last text that she sent me last week. Carry on.
Okay, so Google wanted to re-verify you for whatever reason. I mean, there was a verification done. Google requested a re-verification. We advised you of that re-verification that Google was requesting, and you declined to proceed with that. And it appears that you requested a cancellation. What is remaining?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was about a week to 10 days ago.
And then Google advised you that you should have never canceled, I'm sure, right? Because we are a premier channel partner to them. What did they tell you?
They said that that I was with the right company because they said they work with you all the time. And I said, then I asked them, I said, then why did they cancel my ad? After I'm already paying them money, before I wasn't paying anything and my ad was on there full time. And she gave me some runaround. I don't know. I don't really care who's right and who's wrong. I can apologize. I'll get on my knees and beg if you want me to. I just need, I apologize for canceling you guys when you're the good guys. But I need my ad back on Google.
Okay, one second here.
How are all these other people doing? I don't know. What did they do right? What did I do wrong? I don't know.
All these other people, they're on the inside of their face.
When you said the Google ads, you're okay, because what we can do is we can get you back up there on Google's first page and complete the verification process, right? Placing you on the first page of Google, you know, obviously you would be one of the top recommended companies within that first page.
And it costs money and...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all covered under that $249.
Okay, well, then that's what I want right there. Yeah, because I need my ad to be back on Google. Hopefully the first page.
When you say ad, okay, let me get this correct. When you're saying ad, you're talking about your profile, right? Like your actual company name, your profile that pops up, you know, when somebody types in, I need a locksmith. Dr. Lock and Save will pop up on Google's first page as one of those recommended companies. Okay.
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Amen. All right, let me check something here. Okay, yeah, you were paying $249. There is an initiation programming fee that applies. Just so you know, then that's
okay.
To all clients, which is $99. You only pay that the first month, and then every month after that, you're looking at $249. Okay, so you're today to get you on board and redo everything. Now, this is what I'm going to tell you. We are a premier channel partner to Google, so I need you to understand that. So when you get a call from our IT guys and they're asking for all the documents and the verifications, I don't want to waste your time and, you know, sign you back up and do all the paperwork on our end if you're not going to be, just helping us out on your end to send in what we need to get the verification done. So again, I don't have a problem whatsoever, Dave, to get you back on board. I just need you to be receptive when we need stuff to make sure we're fulfilling Google's request.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll give you whatever paperwork you need.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, I mean,
no, I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to cancel you again.
Okay, that's what I don't want because, I mean, it takes, I'm gonna be just very, very straight with you. I wanna be transparent. I mean, and I'm saying this, Mr. Roberts, with all due respect. It takes a lot of back end work from our, IT guys and our operations team. And, you know, when we work very diligently on an account and then the customer requests the cancellation, it just, you know, it's something that we don't want to encounter. We want to make sure that we're working with the right clients. Ultimately, the goal here is not only to get you verified through Google, but to have a long-term relationship with our clients. Obviously, I know what you're looking for is work, and we're looking to establish long-term relationships. So with that said, I will reinitiate the account. But, you know, again, I just ask you, obviously, that, you know, we – don't encounter this hiccup again. So hopefully, everything runs smooth. As a premier channel partner to Google, I mean, that's why, that's why they advise you of what they did. Okay. So.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I understand.
Bear with me here 1 second, brother. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me just get everything here back on board here for you. Okay. Okay, I'm going to verify the information I have. We need to make sure everything is still up and correct. I have Dave Roberts, email, Dr. Lock and Save, and that's an N, just there's no A and D or the symbol. It's just the letter N. Dr. Lock and Save at yahoo.com. I have a phone number at 559-679-7504. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's correct. Well,
and then your address where the business is registered to is out of Visalia, 11566 Avenue 264.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Stand by here for me 1 second. Right, just bear with me, Dave. I shouldn't take too long here. I just got to do the reinstatement and put in some notes that, you know, our team just wants to make sure because I know they're going to ask. You know, a lot of the times when customers call and cancel, we make very notes of it so we, you know, make sure that we don't encounter this again. So I just got a note on here that we spoke about it and you advised that, you know, that you know now. You know, how to go about it. So just bear with me.
Yeah, I mean,
So you're going to have a conversation with our IT department, just like you did in the past. As you know, our IT and operation guys, these are the guys that handle all the back-end work. What time on Monday would you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Let me see. I would say 1 o'clock.
1 p.m., okay. Bear with me one second. Let me just verify that that time frame is open within their calendar. So just give me a quick 30 seconds here.
Okay.
Okay, I do have 1 p.m. I'm going to schedule you for 1 o'clock Monday.
Okay.
Pacific.
All right. I'll make a note.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm making a work order here.
Okay. And you have a current Facebook account, Dave, or you do not?
Yes, I do. Well, they created one for me, and they made a really nice...
I see that they helped you with one. Do you remember the name of it? Is it just Dr. Lock and Safe?
No, it's Dr. Lock Safe.
Okay, I lost you there. So Dr. Lock S what?
Safe. Safe. .com. So it's drlocksafe.com.
Okay.
Similar to our email.
Okay. Okay. And the website, that's the one you said we made for you, correct? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me here one second. All right. Okay. And then what are your hours of operations? Is it Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? What are you working?
It's Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4.
To 4 p.m. Okay. So when you were, I was a little confused when you were talking about an ad. So you're referring to like your profile. It's called your Google Business Profile, where, you know, when somebody types in your company name, you pop up on the page of Google.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
What I'm working on right now. Okay. So.
Okay.
They don't
like
to type in me.
Yeah. I don't know if we had an actual ad. Yeah. It was just a
profile. Yeah. No. It's a profile where. When a client would say, I need a locksmith or lockout, your company would pop up.
Yes, that's all I need, yeah.
Okay, all right, bear with me one second. One put second. Okay, perfect. All right, so the card that we have on file is a MasterCard that ends on 0231. It's under the name of David Roberts. Is that the card that you like to use today?
Let me check here.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure. Okay, so that card got hacked, and I had to get a new card.
Okay.
So I'm going to, you want me to give you the new numbers?
Yeah, go. Yeah, I need to delete this one. Is it also a MasterCard? Is this a Visa? What is it?
This is a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay, it starts with a number 5 whenever you're ready.
Yes, 5580-9846-2651-3990-0429 expiration. Let's see here. 970. Yeah.
Okay.
970.
Billing address the same, the 11566 Avenue 264 out of Visalia?
Yes.
Okay. Name on the card, David Roberts.
Correct.
Okay, no middle initial, is that correct?
No middle initial.
Okay. All right. Stand by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so total that's going to be processed today is the $249 with the $99 processing fee. It's a total of $348, and then moving forward is $249. Only difference today is that processing fee. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Bear with me here 1 second. Yeah, and I'm going to honor that $249. I see that they had given you a discount prior, so I'll go ahead and honor that because our regular pricing is $300, but for whatever reason, when you initiated with us, the representative at the time gave you a break on the pricing, so I'm going to honor that for you, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Bear with me here 1 second.
No problem. Who's that?
All right, I'm working on this, brother. Just bear with me here a second, okay? While I'm doing that, I do have to reach our disclosure. Again, I know they read this to you, but because we are processing a new payment, we have to follow guidelines. I'm sure you understand. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement. As an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions whatsoever, please let me know. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. Again, we are a direct channel partner to Google. This call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I do have everything correct on my end, can you please state the name of the company?
DR Lock and Safe.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your complete name and the title that you have with the business?
Gary David Roberts, I'm the owner.
Okay, thank you very much. You are an authorized person to enter this agreement on behalf of Dr. Lock and Safe, is that correct?
Yes, I would be the person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing and credit card information you provided, correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. To get results as fast as possible, Dave, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the campaign. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our emails and phone calls when it's necessary.
Yes, I will.
Okay. When hiring Local Splash, we are going to reinstate you. We also will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. In the event that you do hire another SEO company, all we ask is that you keep us in the loop, okay, if you ever happen to hire anyone else.
You mean if I hire employees?
No. Another company like us, right? Another company that does marketing. Right. I mean,
I have no plans to do that.
Normally people don't do that, but we have to let you know. I mean, this is normally when businesses have like locations in different states, sometimes they'll hire different companies. And we want to make sure we're not duplicating our efforts. That's it.
I have no plans to do that.
Okay. Perfect. Your payment initial term will be processed today, which is May 16, for the total amount of $348. The next payment will not be due until June 16th, and moving forward, I went ahead and honored that $249 per month.
Thank you.
Keep in mind that you may discontinue this agreement at any time, because this is not a contract, after the first month. Obviously, the first month is already paid for. It is non-refundable. But moving forward, if you wanted to cancel, you can always do that, because it's not a contract. Okay.
I understand.
Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. Let me just get everything said and done. You will start getting the emails that you got before. You'll get a new email asking you to sign the terms and conditions, which is pretty simple. You did it before. Make sure you get those done as well. You click on where it says Local Splash Initial Invoice, and then you're going to look for the lettering that says, please click here to accept terms. Once you do that, it's going to show you the three little boxes that you have to click on. Same process you did before, brother. So make sure you get that done.
Sure.
That way, when you get a call from our IT guys, they can see that that is done, and, you know, it can speed up the process here. And, all right, bear with me here. I'm almost done on my end.
I will do that. Yeah, I will do that.
And just always keep in mind, since you did cancel, you might get calls from other companies because they'll see that, you know, that are trying to are gonna try to offer you services or say, hey, you know, come with us and so forth. Make sure you disregard those calls. Okay.
Oh, I will. I've gotten a lot of those kind of calls.
Yeah. you don't want another headache. You know what I mean? You're already working with us.
No.
One of the best ways that you can know us if it's us, it's by that security question, which is Sanders.
Right.
So we're the only company that would be able to answer that for you. So if you get a call from anyone else and you're just not sure if it's us or not, you'll say, hey, by the way, what's my security answer? You know, and if they can't answer that, then then right away,
it's
somebody else.
No, I know I'm with the right company now. Before, I didn't, and I screwed up, and I apologize, and now I'm going to be on my best behavior.
That's what you get. That's what you get, Mr. Roberts, for being a bad boy.
Yeah, my wife talked me into it.
It's okay, man. You live and you learn.
I'm learning. All right.
Okay, bear with me here 1 second. All right, thank you for being patient, brother. I'm almost done here.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, payment was processed successfully, Mr. Roberts. You're going to start getting those text messages, those emails. Remember, that first email that comes through is going to say local splash initial invoice. That's the one that that you have to fill out the terms and agreement so we can make sure we have everything correct to get everything rolling once again. I think that you know how to do that. I mean, if you want, I can walk you through it, but it's pretty simple. Or you can do that on your own, whichever you prefer.
Let me take a look at it here just real quick.
Log into your emails. And it's going to be the one that, here, let me double check here as well myself.
I
just sent it over right now. So give it about less than a minute. It should reflect on your end.
Okay, I'm gonna look on my big computer here. Okay. Yeah, hasn't quite come through yet here.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second here. Let me verify.
Google services. Let me see.
No, it's going to be, let's see here. Make sure I have that right here. Okay, hold on. Let me send this over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I did get one from, no, this is not you guys.
Yeah, no. It's, just, standby on that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's showing me that it's being processed. Okay, so just standby. Refresh your screen every about 10, 15 seconds. You should be getting it.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm doing that now. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
I think I've
got
it.
I'm gonna
refresh here because I got it on my phone, but I have to refresh my other one here.
Yeah, it just went through. So refresh your computer, and it's gonna say local splash initial invoice. Let me know when you see that on your computer. Okay, because it's a lot easier to do.
I've got it right here.
Okay.
Click here.
Click here to accept terms. Click on that.
Let's see. Log in here.
See why. Because you already had done it. Okay. I think you're good to go, brother. No worries. Because the other one was recent. If there's any discrepancy, I mean, our IT guys will take care of it on their end. Mr. Roberts, let me just be the first one to say welcome back on board. Let's get things done by the book. I mean, keep in mind that it's never going to be, our discretion if we can get everybody verified and up there on that first page within 2 or 3 days, believe me, we would. But we have to follow Google guidelines. And Google says that, some businesses can, they give us a time frame between 45, 60 days. Normally, we get that done a lot sooner because we're a premier channel partner. But, again, just provide the information that's requested from you, Mr. Roberts, just follow procedures. And I promise we'll get everything back and going and, most importantly, get you back on track so customers can see and call you.
I was going to do that last time, and my wife is the one that talked me out of it. She doesn't understand exactly what's going on. And against my better judgment, I did. And I promise you, this time it's going to be different. I'm not going to cancel you anymore. So
at the end of the day, Mr. Roberts, and I say to you, and I say this to you with all due respect, the only one that ends up hurting here and paying the real price for it is yourself, because now you find yourself in a pickle where, things could have been rolling and yet now there's a discrepancy on behalf of the verification process through Google. And so again, let's just get things done correctly. Again, welcome back to the family.
Yeah.
And look forward to talking to you on Monday. Again, just follow procedures, be a little bit patient with us, and we'll get things going.
Okay, yeah, we definitely do that. Thank you so much for your patience.
You got it, Dave. Thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you. What did I schedule you for?
Monday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, Monday, 1 p.m. Yep, I got that down.
Yeah.
Okay, talk to you Monday, Dave.
Thanks a lot.
You have a good one, brother.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
You too. All right, bye.